Janet, Clark County.
Melita Mosley, Town of Yackel.
John Onslow, Ridgefield.
Jim Hodges, Camas.
Nate Scott, Washougal.
Tracy Woodall.
Julie Olson, Clark County.
Michael Torres, Clark County.
Samantha Whitley with Clark County.
Rebecca Rice from Clark County.
Amy Mallett, Fisher.
Jackie Keough, Clark County.
Thank you very much. Item two, approval of the February 11, 2019 minutes. Do I have a motion?
Move approval of the minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, action. We're going to move, before we go further, we're going to move item number five, which is the HUD funding updates. We're going to move that up to number three so we can have a little bit more information about funding prior to actually talking about the awards from the grant. So.
Sure. And I think we did the same order mistake on our agenda last year. But anyway, if you look at, which is, we'll do CDBG first, right? Is that the order we're going? So if you look at the 2019 CDBG funding estimate memorandum, it breaks down total allocable dollars as $880,000, and as usual, we split them for category, and it has a breakdown of how we came to the $880,000 for CDBG funds in 2019. As you know, we always do a $250,000 set aside for CDBG rehabilitation, and then you have the other breakdowns from our entitlement estimate. We're expecting our basic entitlement to be flat funded. I mean, there may be, I think it's a 1%, is that what, like a 1% change to the overall federal funding, but we don't know how that's going to directly affect us. We've been told to assume flat funding. So we have the $440,000 split per category, and when we add in reprogrammed and programmed income, that gives us $453,800 for infrastructure and $548,160 for social service. Any questions on CDBG? Okay. So the 2019 home estimate memo is the next one that you should have in front of you. Again, we're assuming a flat funding with our 2019 home entitlement estimate. That may be just a minor drop from last year, but that's what we're planning on right now. When we add in, we have significant reprogrammed and program income dollars. So when we add in that, the funds that are available to work projects is $1,157,000. And the CHOTO set aside this year will be $67,500. So any questions with Paul? Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So we will move on to the home
and Sam is going to just overview of how that worked out.
We have Sam joining us. And looks like we have Jeff Swanson.
Perfect timing. Let's look at the...
Yeah, I'm just trying my best. You're so far out.
So, part of the reason that we have $1,157,000 because we had the $250,000 that was returned back to us from a TIBRA program last year. So we had talked about not funding more than one TIBRA, but even funding every application at its full request, there's a remaining balance of $32,000. So if the board is okay with that, we would fund all three TIBRAs. And well, we would fund all every single project. That's the way it works out.
Yeah.
Based on the funding now.
Decision difficult.
That was easy.
Okay. And then, do you guys do all one motion at the end of the?
We can.
Do you want to do the home can't carry this over to the CDBG.
So what?
So she's suggesting to carry it over to next year's RFA.
Or divide it or give it to one of these other applicants.
But you've already pulled
the already pulled pulled under.
Yeah.
No, carry it forward. Any other discussion on the 30,000?
Seems like it's good to have a contingency in.
Okay. Small revenue CDBG projects. So, okay, sorry, I was just like giving you a chance to look at it. I guess I should start presenting. If we have 453,000 available for infrastructure and we award the top two projects their full request, then that leaves $72,904 that could be awarded towards the Meadowground project. And down below, we take the three set asides that to operate the TBER programs and can fully fund VHAs in the Orchard Shelter rehabilitation, can fully fund the Share House elevator replacement, can fully fund the Columbia River Elhan Place, and fully fund the Hispanic Chamber. And we have $172,000, which is roughly half of the award to Everybody Habitat for Humanity. And the discussion or the question before you is, do you want to award Battleground $72,000 and Habitat $172,000, or do you want to shift this funding in some way to fully fund one or the other, or?
Well, I think you had asked, well, should go for, I mean, Battleground first, whether they can use that amount to do half the project or somewhere in that vicinity, a third of the project, whether that makes sense or not.
Does that decision need to be made today? Because I'd like to talk to our city engineer if it's feasible to use a portion of that. If it's not, it'd be better just to distribute it amongst these other projects.
So, any other thoughts on that?
So, I'm trying to do my math in my head. There's about $120,000 left between what the balance above the line there for Battleground.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes.
Which would, if we took all of that out of the 172, we'd be
fully funded.
And they have $50,000 for Habitat.
Is that correct? The fully funded Battleground is at $50,000
yes.
Habitat.
You could choose to do that.
Or anywhere in between. Trying to remember about that Habitat project. That's one where
I don't think they were ready yet.
There's some ambiguity still.
They were doing like a zoning change, and the other thing about Habitat, which they were happy to work with me, I told them, you can't purchase the property until we do an environmental review. And they said, this church really wants the money now to purchase the property now. And so we're going to have to hold off until we get the awards, and if they don't get funded this year, they can go ahead and purchase the property. They have the money on hand to purchase the property. Then they can come back next year, and the environmental review would hold up the purchase.
So they can keep moving then.
This board would not stop them.
Correct. In fact, the ED has told us that, you know, whether or not they get this award, they're going to be moving forward towards that development.
Full funding to Battleground, let them move forward and come back and get additional funding within, since we've worked on the Battleground environmental review and have the property in, and then go back to the community next year. Since we won't start construction this year. That's a motion.
She's making
I'm making a motion to fully fund Battleground and give a portion, if there's any remaining, to Habitat for Humanity, if they want to use that portion to purchase part of the property. Otherwise, since they have the money to move forward, that's what I would do.
Do you need a second?
It's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
I'll second.
So the issue is
could be rolled over and carried forward as well.
Any discussion on the motion to move really that funding up toward to Battleground and fully funding Battleground?
Does the extra need to go to Habitat, or could it step down and go towards one of the other projects, since it's clear Habitat is not actually ready?
Well, we would have to go based on the ranking, but if we talk to Habitat and say, do you want to hold off on purchasing the property for 4 months while we do the environmental review for $50,000,
right,
they might say, no, thank you, we'll come back next year.
Right.
I don't know, since they're not here, what their preference would be.
And what our current process is, you know, in the UCBB guidelines, if Habitat said no, we're going to come back next year, that $52,000 would go to Second Step, you know, the next ranked project. So that would go to Second Step Housing with their affordable housing rehab and preservation.
Is there any way to award it to any of the others, Vancouver Housing this year, or the ones on top?
Well, they're already
tenant-based rental assistance programs.
Starting from the top, the highest scores are fully funded.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
I think, yes, they're fully funded. If any service provider would want, you know, would tell you, we'll take more money for, but specifically for case management of home TBRA, you know, they're like 20% for case management is not fully funding, you know, your case management. And what we do with that 20% of case management is not intended to fully fund their case management. You know, they should be bringing other resources to the table to do that. So, you know, an answer to your question is, could we? Yes, we could, and I'm sure the service providers would accept more money towards case management. It isn't how we generally done that breakdown in the past. Is there anything you would add or change to what I said?
All right, let's take these. If you got any other thoughts or comments, let's take these sort of separately. So we have a motion to fully fund Battleground, and we have a second to that. So let's take a vote on that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any?
Do you need to go back and ask on that one?
Thank you. Thank you, Board. We will no longer have to drive by that project again. I think this is our third try, so appreciate that.
Third time's charm. Yeah. Then I guess the question remains what to do with that 2,000. Yes,
our recommendation. You know, we would ask Evergreen first if they can use that 52,000. That's how the ranking broke out. It's what our process is, and if Evergreen said no, then we'd ask Second Step, and then we'd ask Vancouver Affordable Housing before we said, hey, this $52,000 is in play,
right,
you know, for something else. That's just following the process we do.
Second Step was asking to do six unit
rehab. There you have.
The six units was their home application that they were going to acquire six, and this is for about, I think they have maybe 9 or 10 properties throughout Vancouver that all need various rehab, and so I'm sure they can scale the project to you and see.
Right. Yep.
Thoughts, comments on?
Just a side note, I know that the Evergreen Habitat for Mandy was putting together their board and everything for the specific project, so I know there's some movement. I may have missed some things you guys talked about, but I think they are moving forward.
You might not probably just follow our standard process and protocols and not for that kind of stuff. Ever have to manage. Just sort of see what that works.
Thank you. But we need a motion. I mean, just, I think, you know, we broke it out separately, so just, because what we haven't said yet, I guess, affirmed the funding for everyone else either.
Right, yeah, right. So we do need a motion to then, we decided to move the money to Battleground, and then now we agreed to move the property to Habitat.
bond.
Yeah.
Making a run for it. I just wanted to go quickly over the quarterly report with you guys. The information that's typed in is for the quarter ending at the end of 2018. I just wanted to go over a few extra things that have happened. With Bridgeview Housing, that project is now complete. They have submitted their final billing. We are paying them, and that one will be off the table. We're very excited that project is completely done. Dallas Street is done. I'm just waiting for the final billing. I just really want a final billing, and then we can close that one completely out. Washougal K Street, we're working on the final closeout. The construction is complete for that. Camas Adams Street is also complete, and we are working on final closeout for that. So both of Camas's active projects will be off the table shortly. And then Ridgefield, we've done the pre-construction conference, and they're starting construction this week.
They already started last week, so yeah.
Did they actually start? Because I thought we were waiting for a couple of documents before they could actually.
They might have. They got all the equipment.
The equipment, yes, has been moved on site, yeah. The other ones are basically in a status quo. For the group home acquisition for FFC on the second page, they have purchased the home, so mm-hmm. that one is moving forward.
Is it the one in Battleground?
I'm sorry?
Is it the one in Battleground?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe so, right, Sam?
I'm sorry.
For FFC, is that on Battleground?
It is in Battleground.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the Salvation Army construction project for their new community center construction has officially started. And the last one I'll mention is the Proud Grounds 2018 award. They have one home under contract. So those have been progressing very quickly since the quarterly report was put together. Any questions on that?
So under other, one thing that I forgot to put in the agenda explicitly is the final monitoring report from HUD, because remember that we had our monitoring, they gave us a finding, we gave them a response contesting the finding, and then they spent the next 6 to 9 months trying to decide what to do with our response. And we got a response three weeks ago, where basically, we'll email it to you, and we shared it with Larry Stafford at the auditor's office. They agreed with everything we said in our response, so they are closing the finding, no corrective actions are required. Not exactly what we asked them to do. We asked them to withdraw the finding, as opposed to just close it. But it's as good as we're gonna get. So
it's over. I have to relay a story. You know, I'm always got a story. But in my restaurant business one time, I got a ticket for serving an individual who already had too much alcohol. They came into the restaurant, sat down. My waitress went over and said, I'll serve everybody but you. And I'll use you as an example. And so we served that individual coffee, and the liquor inspector was there, and he wrote a ticket because the law says serving a beverage.
Oh, no.
And so I appealed. I went to Olympia, and I said, they said, well, it's just a warning. And I said, but it makes a difference. And they said, no, it doesn't make any difference at all. And I said,
to you,
well, what happens if I get 3 warnings? And they said, well, that makes a difference.
Right.
And they let it stand. I mean, I still have the warning on my record.
I would think you would get penalized for not giving the poor guy coffee so he could leave a little bit more sober.
I know. I had all the arguments, but
all you bureaucrats.
They did change it about 10 years later that he had an alcoholic beverage.
Oh, that's good.
this
is
the same thing you're in right there.
It's, yeah, I can't even. been ridiculous, but
yeah.
But it's as good as we're gonna get. I mean, honestly, you'll see the letter. It's like, oh, you know, yes, we acknowledge, we agree with what, you know, with what you're saying. So we're closing the finding. Like, well, there shouldn't be a finding.
Yeah,
if you're agreeing with what we're saying, it's
right.
You know, what we said was there like your the basis for your finding was completely incorrect. So anyway, but that's it is what it is. But you'll get it in the next email that has the documents with the minutes. So we'll pass that to you. So other things, National Community Development Week is April 22nd to 26th, as noted, and our next meeting is, you know, our April meeting is as necessary. Right now, I'm not aware that we will need to meet again unless there's a further discussion item. If Evergreen says no to 52,000, Second Step says no to 52,000, Vancouver Affordable Housing says no, and then we have to you know, we may have to discuss what to do with that. But I would not expect that. Sam, is there anything you can think of that I have not brought up or discussed?
No, I was just going to mention that I'll draft proclamations for all the small cities and then email them to you, and you can decide whether or not to take them before your city council, or if you need any additional information, I'd be happy to provide it or come out to a council meeting. And I'll prepare one for the county council as well for them to for their option for CBGB. And I was talking a little bit to David Scott before the meeting started about opportunity zones, which HUD is actually chair of the Council for Opportunity Zone Coordination, and they're working with about, I think it was 13 other federal agencies to start targeting federal funds for workforce development, economic development, community safety.